were sitting in the locker room and I had brought a bagel to eat. And so we're at home in our white jerseys and she sat directly on my bagel. So she had like
I had a purple cream cheese on my white.
Podcast.
I'm your host today, Ruth Garman, and my co-host today is Carrie Falk. Carrie, how you doing?
I'm doing good, How you been?
I am internally tired, but that's okay. Not externally. Did you hear about the ambulance that pulled up?
For ambulance?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
During lunch.
During lunch today?
Yeah. Some kid busted up his knee.
Oh, what the heck? How did he do that? He just...
Nobody knows. He just...
Like, did he jump off the roof or something? Like, what the heck?
I mean, he was inside Stansel's room, so no.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Well, we're just going to get hot straight into our interview. Today, we have Maggie Anderson and Nora Wadups with us, both from the girls' basketball team. We're glad to have you here.
Yeah, we're excited to be here.
All right. So how was your guys' basketball season? How did it go, or how is it going?
It's been going great. We're winning some games and having some fun. So, yeah, we got a great team.
Yep.
What about you, Nora? How do you feel like the season's been going so far?
I feel like it's going pretty good so far. Like, we've had some close ones, and we've definitely learned a lot from the losses we've had. So we're excited to see how it ends.
Yep.
And don't you guys have a game today?
Like, we do.
Yes, hey, we do.
Thunder Ridge.
Thunder.
Yep, we lost last time we played them, but
you can redeem yourself.
Yeah, right, it's not going to happen again. So, yeah,
for sure. What would you say your most intense game was this season so far?
We've had a lot of them. I think, like, we haven't, like, all the games we've lost or won, we haven't lost by more than, like, five. Points, so, yeah.
Really?
So, it's been super
really close.
So
really Rigby, close maybe?
Yeah,
maybe
probably Pokey? The Rigby game. Or Rigby, we were down against Rigby, like, probably nine or something, and we just came back, and then we had like a final possession that we just couldn't get a shot off of that could have tied it or won the game. Mm-hmm. So that was a really fun game, but we also had the same thing with Pokey. So
also, how often do you guys like travel away, like to away games, like that you have to stay at a hotel?
Well, at state we always stay in a hotel, but last year was the first time we've been to state in a while, and we usually don't really go on trips a ton. We don't travel a ton. We don't go to like Boise or anything at the beginning of the season. This season the Boise teams came to us, so we didn't have to worry about traveling. It was fun. Yep.
What's your favorite part about like traveling for your away games?
I hate it, not often.
No,
it's fine.
She hates the team.
What do you like about traveling?
What do I like about traveling? The memories that are made on the bus. Yeah. Some interesting things happen on there.
Yeah, really.
Well, what's happened on the bus?
We need to hear more about that.
We'll keep it PG. Not just kidding. I'm joking.
There's not much we can say if we're keeping it PG.
We also get snacks, so those are really good.
Really?
Yeah, we get a parent each away game to do snacks. And
some people bring good snacks.
And who brings the best snacks?
Oh, Emily Stover.
I was going to say that.
Emily Stover makes the best pumpkin muffins I've ever had in my life.
They are so fire.
Oh, my gosh.
Hit up Emily for your pumpkin muffins.
Yeah.
Needs.
They're so good.
Top like, notch.
Yeah. All time. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Me and Maggie. Shout out to Emily.
Yeah.
Shout out to Emily
Me and Maggie,
Stover.
I think, get like five apiece on the bus.
Yeah. We just like to have some fun. We like to keep it interesting.
Fun.
Some karaoke, I guess.
Oh, karaoke? And
mostly from at Tori Parker.
Yeah.
Who's the best at it?
Oh, me.
Sure. Tori likes to think she's the best.
Yeah, Tori sucks. No, I'm joking. Tori's good. But,
she's going to tune in and be like, okay.
Yeah, no. I'm definitely the best. Like, there's no competition at all.
It's true.
Maybe Nora is like a second, but like, not even close.
Nora, you're shaking your head. You don't agree with this.
Maggie is very talented.
Yep. All right. So what else do you ladies do besides playing basketball? Maggie, we'll start with you.
I play soccer.
Play soccer?
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah.
Just soccer? Nothing else besides it?
No. I beat box.
Give us an example.
Hey, if you want to
give us a sample.
Give us an example.
You'll just have to come to my concert.
So we don't get it right now?
Concert, March something.
I have it on my phone.
Yeah, hey, Ruth and choir. Marcel was, right? Yeah, what happened to that?
Next try.
Oh, okay, cool.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yep.
March 16th or something. March 14th.
You hear that, people?
It's March 19th.
19th. That was March close. 19th.
You were pretty close. You were within 10 days.
Yeah.
So that's what matters. You're gonna do it. You're gonna perform it at the choir concert.
Yeah. So I'm in Vocal Spectrum. It's our like our a cappella group.
Oh. How long have you been in Vocal Spectrum?
Since last year. I did it last year. I'm doing it this year.
That's super cool. Fun. What part do you sing besides beatbox?
So when I don't beatbox, I sing alto.
Dang, that's high.
No,
it's not. It's the lowest
female
part.
Too high. Too high for a guy.
I'm the right. bass.
Yeah, right.
I gotta go low.
Right. Hey, Nora, what do you do?
I'm not in choir, but I do play volleyball.
Hey,
she's like year round. Maggie's really good at soccer too. She just signed to play college somewhere.
Yeah, and so really? Did Nora. Oh. And Nora's going D1. I'm not.
Oh, so what did you sign to?
I'm going to Idaho State.
Idaho State. Oh, nice. That's nice.
What about you, Maggie?
I'm going to College of Southern Idaho.
Yep. So what's something about the other that you think no one really knows, and if you want to throw each other under the bus? It doesn't have to be too big, but...
Wait.
You guys both look worried.
Well, I just have to think.
I'm not going to go until you go because mine could throw you under the bus, but I don't know if I want to go.
You've had some interesting stories from this.
Actually, I'll just tell a funny thing
about
you.
Just go now because I just have to think.
So Maggie always forgets like part of her uniform, always gets stuff on her uniform.
Oh my gosh. So one time
we were sitting in the locker room and I had brought a bagel to eat. And I set it on the bench, and she sat in it.
No, it was a berry cream cheese bagel. The cream cheese was purple, okay?
Purple?
Yeah.
And so we're at home in our white jerseys, and she sat directly on my bagel. So she had, like...
I had a purple cream cheese on my white shorts that I had to wear for the game.
But did it come out when you washed it?
Yeah, I put it in the wash, and it was fine.
She had it for the game. It was nice.
Yeah, I think I scored, 20 that game. No, I'm just kidding. I probably scored, two.
It was the bagel. Okay.
Good luck.
Was, yeah. Yeah. I don't know what to say about Nora. A fun fact,
Nora, you look worried.
Not really anymore.
I'm always worried when Maggie says
me
things.
And Nora, when we're on a tips team, you guys know what tips is for basketball?
What's tips?
So... Oh, it's so hard to explain.
It's
like when you go from the free throw. So there's two teams. When you go from the three, you got to make five from the free throw line.
and then three from the three,
and then one half court.
Oh, yeah.
And then if you miss it, the other team has to tip it in the basket. Oh, me and Nora have never lost a game when we're on a team together, ever.
And
Peyton Prater, she's graduated, but, you know. Rest in peace. Not rest in peace. She's still alive. But me and Nora have never lost a game together. Actually, I'm sure we've lost one, but
I've always played with you. We've always never finished because always
right. Right. And we've never lost before. So if you ever need a tips partner, hit up Nora Wadups.
Maggie's a half court shooter.
What? I'm gonna take you guys down.
Is that a challenge?
You
do.
Okay.
Challenge, yeah.
You get your team. We'll get ours.
Pull up during fifth hour.
Maggie, do you have any siblings?
I do have siblings. I'm the youngest of five. Three older brothers and an older sister.
Would you let Nora date one of your older brothers?
I don't think she would have fun dating one of my older brothers.
I'm pretty sure I'm taller than Fisher. So.
Yeah, you are. So the only one that's relatively in her age range is Fisher, and he just got back from his mission, and he is weird. Oh my gosh, he's 21, and I'm pretty sure he has the mindset of a 12-year-old. He has the maturity of a 12-year-old, and I'm not and he knows it too. I'm not he would agree with me, and he's just he's one of a kind,
a unique find.
He really
at least.
Is. So
not in a good way is what we're hearing a little bit in a quirky way.
A little bit of both, a little bit of good and a little bit of bad, but yeah.
Nora, what about you?
I am the middle. I'm three of five. And I have four brothers and no sisters.
Would you let Maggie date one of your brothers?
I would never wish that upon her.
Oh.
No.
Who's your older brother? What's his name?
Ruben?
Ruben. He's on a mission right now?
Yeah.
In the Philippines?
In Peru, yeah.
Oh.
Close enough. In Lima, Peru.
Oh. My dad served there. Am I tweaking? Yeah.
Really?
Am I tweaking? No, I'm not. My dad did serve there. That's fun.
Yeah, no, but he is very antisocial, so, and Maggie's kind of the opposite of that. And then my little runs are just menaces, so.
What grade's been in?
Again? He's in eighth grade.
No way. I thought he was in, like,
cougar.
Hey!
No, he's only in eighth grade.
Oh.
You taking anyone to Sweethearts?
I am. But you I haven't too? Asked them yet.
But oh, already oh they already God. Know that you're taking them? Or?
Yeah. Max Lewison is a great guy. Yep. Oh, my gosh. But, oh, wait. I don't know.
How are you, Maggie?
You can say it.
Go
for
it.
Tell him how, tell us how you're going to ask him or something.
Well, there's low-key, like, drama with, like, planning our, like, group, which is, like, really? Yeah, I'm not, yeah.
So. Not gonna talk about a bunch of details.
I don't know if Marcel will edit this out.
It's not drama, but it's just, like, complicated. Like,
people don't want to go with certain people.
Well,
or, like,
not even that. It's just, like, what should we do? And, like, we got to find a photographer. And,
just the stress.
Some people have some things they want to do and stuff. It's not even a big deal at all, but I'm excited. It'll be fun.
How are you going to ask him?
That's a good question.
Or you got a helper.
Right. I could...
Just use a pickup line.
Yeah, I'll find some. I'll find some
Valentine's Day. Some corny pickup line.
Yeah, I'll find some Valentine's Day pun, something to ask him.
Like, what about you, Nora? Are you taking anyone?
Yes, I am. Caleb Carden. He's pretty cool also.
Did you already ask him?
Yeah.
How'd you ask him?
It was really corny.
We love corny, do tell.
It was a knock-knock joke. It said, it said knock-knock, and it said, who's there? And it was orange, and it was like, aren't you glad that I asked you to Sweethearts, basically. And I was like, a whole bag of cuties.
I've done that one.
It's a good one.
Yeah, you're
solid.
And there was like orange candies and stuff.
Nice.
Dude, I ate three of those cuties in the bag.
Those things are. What'd you do with the rest of them?
I gave them to him.
She had to keep some for herself.
Yeah, I was eating them on the way there.
Yeah.
Just open the bag. He like looks and there's like
a hole in the bag.
Did you find this open? He doesn't even know that.
Yeah, seriously.
Hey, ready? Hey, yeah. Carrie, aren't you doing Mr. Madison?
Oh yeah, I'm doing Mr. Madison.
What you got to be a character? What character are you gonna be?
Maui.
No way.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's perfect.
It's honestly.
Are you singing "You're Welcome" for your talent?
Yeah, were you allowed to tell us your talent?
Oh no, we can't tell.
Hey, that's okay. Saving it for later.
But waking up early.
I was about to say, early? How often do you have practices?
What time twice, is your
like,
practice?
Every day.
Every day.
At like what? Seven?
At
six?
Starts at 7 o'clock.
What are you guys even practicing? Like, just your talents or like
the fitness stuff?
No, yeah, we dance. Yeah.
He's got to get stronger. He's got to get his push-ups down for the fitness routine.
Yeah.
When you need the push-ups, like,
Yeah.
But, yeah, basically just practicing the whole Mr. Madison thing. Mm. But you'll guys see.
Yeah. Yeah.
When is it?
When is that?
Oh, that is next Thursday.
Really? That's soon.
Is that the 23rd?
I think.
Yeah.
Well, next Thursday, y'all.
Next 23rd.
Watch Carrie do
his secret tickets.
I think they were like $5. I took a picture of the sign actually because my mom wanted to know what like all the characters were because she thinks it's funny.
2 years ago, I just went super early because I was trying to get a good seat and there was nobody there, so I just walked in. Am I a bad person?
For free.
I don't know. But it was I just
like they
should
have just gotten there earlier. Yeah. Like
really. So.
Oh, is there anything else you guys want to say?
Hey, come to our senior night. next week,
Wednesday or Thursday, I can't remember.
We play Highland. It's going to be a good game. We'll win.
Obviously.
And hopefully. Come and support because...
Yeah.
We need people there.
Yeah.
If y'all don't come, I'm coming to your door.
Yeah.
Hello, Carrie.
I'm coming,
man. Maui's going to show
Maui fish hook.
Oh, yeah, I'm coming with the Maui fish.
Yeah. You're done for. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming out and let us interview Maggie and Nora.
Of course. Thanks for having
us. Thank
you. Well, that is it for our podcast today. Hope you guys enjoyed. And remember, the cat's out of the bag.